It's orange because that's what hunters wear so they don't get shot. That's why they made them orange.
BTF President Phil Remore is wearing an orange ribbon pin of hope on his tie, designed by students in honor of those killed in mass school shootings. Remore says his union has been working to survey city school teachers in identifying safety issues within school buildings.
Within the next week or two, we're going to collate all of that and get the information because from what we understand, some of the schools, the teachers can't lock their doors from the inside still. We're getting that information. Some of the door locks don't work, some of the recommendations we have. So probably within in 2 weeks, we're going to have some more information on that.
Remore says his union believes there should be school safety officers in every city school building. Right now, they're only in the high schools. The union will also be working with student councils as students continue taking the lead on this national school shooting issue.
Ways of identifying students that have problems. There are markers, with possible problems. And look at this problem, when they're making threats and stuff like that, that every teacher should know and every parent should know. So we're going through to do an analysis of it.
And with two mass shootings this year, one at Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, and just last week at the Santa Fe High School in Texas, Remore says adults and government are failing students and teachers murdered or injured in these tragic shootings. Remore says the flag outside the BTF headquarters on Porter and Niagara will remain at half staff as a constant reminder that action must be taken to protect schools. He says they won't forget in the November elections.
Here you'll see that our flag is at half staff, and it will remain at half staff until something is done so that our schools are safe.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.